Hey, welcome to another episode of Your Music is Bad and You Should Feel Bad with Matt and Blake. He's Matt, I'm Blake. Today we're talking about the winner, the Oscars winner for the best original score and why someone has a problem with it on the internet. What do you got, Matt? Tell me about this.
All right. And just to be clear, that a person with the problem is not me in this case.
Good. I don't know crap about this, so it's not me either.
So what happened was Ludwig Göransson won the Oscar for Best Original Score for Oppenheimer. Now, Ludwig is actually a really good musician. Originally, I know him because he did the music for Community, the sitcom Community. And then because of that, he did music for Donald Glover on one, if not more than one of his albums, well, as Childish Gambino, although the one he did was kind of like the R&B one. I was going to say his rap albums, but technically that was like an R&B album. And it was notable because this, I believe, Swedish guy did the music for it, or a lot of it. And now he's doing film scores, and he's working with Christopher Nolan, and he did Oppenheimer, and he won the Oscar for it. And in his acceptance speech, he said, let me just get the actual thing so I don't like...
If we're going to talk about a quote, you got to get the quote right. I'm going to need probably some context on this in order to form a strong opinion. I look forward to forming a strong opinion on the fly and hopefully not being wrong. But it's my opinion. I can't be wrong. Fuck you.
So at the end of his acceptance speech, Ludwig said, "To my parents up there, thank you for giving me guitars and drum machines instead of video games." And this made the gamers mad. This is also... crossover episode to our video game podcast, No Gamers Allowed, and which doesn't exist. What was interesting about the gamers got mad mostly because they're like, you know, video games are legitimate art form, whatever. Yeah, sure, whatever, who cares? But what was funny about it in particular, somebody posted a bunch of very good video game composers and was like, you know, what about fucking Nobuo Uematsu and these other guys? They make very good music. And it's like, sure. Do you think they learned that music from playing the video games? Because they didn't. Like, that's not how that works. And that actually brought me to think about video games that involve music, because there are some. You could technically have maybe been inspired to learn music by a video game that in some way interacts with music. There's rhythm games, there's dancing games. There was that Mario, it was part of Mario Paint maybe, but like there was a game where you could like compose music on a staff with like mushrooms and Mario and stuff. I think it might have been like a weird feature of Mario Paint, if
sounds
not.
Sounds like Paint. Or something that thing. Someone hacked into Paint.
Yeah, it was part of Mario Paint. Then, of course, I started thinking about, like, okay, what's a game where you can actually play music, right? And Rock Band, Guitar Hero, basically you pretend to play while pushing several buttons and doing motions that vaguely resemble the real thing. The closest is if you play the drums in Rock Band. It's almost like you're playing the world's shittiest electronic kit. Still not really doing it. Maybe it would inspire you to pick up the real instrument. But there is, however, a game called Rocksmith, where you take an actual guitar and play along in a very Guitar Hero Rock Band style to real music, and your actual guitar makes sound. And so people, hypothetically, nobody actually said it to me, but I was thinking like, you know, I was trying to like, you know, run through the thought experiment and be like, how could you say that video games might not interfere with, like, obviously he was just saying that like he spent a lot of time learning music when instead of like, say, just playing video games. Some people like myself did both and it's fine. I'm wildly unsuccessful, but that's not the point. That's not because of the video games, trust me. And there were periods of time where I play very specifically did not play video games because I was like, I gotta do other things. I mean, I probably barely gamed at all when I was like in Beer Blag, now that I think about it. And well, maybe a little bit. I think it was during the Xbox.
Hard to say by me. I've not been at any bands, and I have games. Yeah,
exactly.
We're not gamers. We are not.
No, because gamers don't deserve
games. Yeah. We are adults, functioning adults.
We game, but we're not gamers.
We game.
Come on.
It's different.
Exactly. So I was reminded of a little funny anecdote I find very funny. During the period of time when I watched Twitch, there was a period of a few months where I watched Twitch because streaming was becoming kind of a big thing, but Twitch is its own weird little ecosystem. And that's actually why I didn't initially watch Twitch, because I knew it was where the gamers were. And I was like, oh boy, it's going to be a bunch of gamers. I was correct. But it was also where basically the video streaming kind of like was birthed in modern senses. And, you know, over time, YouTube and other platforms basically followed that lead and all of the decent features from it. And so during this period of time, I had heard of Rocksmith because, like, literally it was at trade shows I had been to. It was at the NAMM show. I walked by the booth. It's like Rocksmith. It's like Guitar Hero, but it was for a real guitar. And I'm like, that's cool. But also, I'm just going to play a real guitar. I don't need the computer to tell me I did it good. So whatever. And there was one other example. I believe Roland, our Roland rep at one point, brought in some software that I never kind of heard about again. I don't know if it just didn't take off maybe, but it also involved like a program where you would like play a solo over a track and then it would rate you on it. And that's a little different, but Rocksmith is literally Guitar Hero Rock Band format. It's a very similar like graphic that is supposed to tell you what to play, you know, the next thing to play, only instead of like the four or five buttons, there's the actual notes, and it's kind of like a modified tablature. And that's not a bad idea. I mean, it took years before I actually considered trying it, which was very recently because I was just kind of like bored and like, you know what? Maybe I should try that shit. I do play guitar pretty good. And if I could actually learn their way of, because my initial reaction to it, it was like, this isn't going to make any sense to me. I'm not going to be like, see this and go, oh yeah, I'll just play that. If they literally just scrolled tabs across the screen, I could 100% play that. And that would be much easier. So I was like, this almost seems like you're trying too hard and you made a new to try to make it too much like Rock Band or Guitar Hero. But it's fine. People learn it. I'm sure if I took the time to get used to it, it would be fine. But the first time I saw someone actually play this game was on Twitch. And it just so happens, and this was years ago, but it just so happens this guy is now still the number one Rocksmith player, streamer, content creator on Twitch. And all he does for a living is play Rocksmith. As soon as I joined this channel, I made some comments because I was like, oh, is that Rock Band game? And I just made a few observations. And I believe what they were is that he was playing a song. He plays a lot of metal, and it was like a pretty fast metal song. It might have been
it was Painkiller, wasn't it?
What was the other thing you would think of immediately for somebody playing a kind of fast Rock Band or Guitar Hero metal song? Who's the video game? No, who's the video game metal band? Both because
video game metal band.
Both because
Hard Love?
No, previous earlier.
Oh, Dragon Force.
Yes, yes. It might have been through the Fire and Flames. I'm not sure.
Wheezy Weeze.
Well, I really don't remember for sure if that was what it was, but it was something like that. And he's fine. He was playing it okay. But what I noticed was that what he was playing was not perfectly in time with the song. And yet at the end of the song, the game was like, great job. Here's your score. You did so good. And I was like, and you know, there has to be, this is the kind of problem with these type of things in general. Somebody has to decide what makes it accurate. What means that you hit the thing at the right time. And it's probably even harder when it's not just a button you push, but it's literally playing the note and it has to analyze the note and then decide if it's in time and all that stuff.
I have a question about that real quick.
Go ahead.
So you're watching a stream. Streams are on the internet. The internet has different speeds, and what you're watching it on has different speeds, and what's being recorded on has different speeds. Is it possible you could have been pretty damn accurate, but through the processing from what he recorded on to through the internet to what you watched on, there could have been some clunky shit that fucked it all up?
It's possible, but the issue would have to be still within the software, because the way this game works is like the way streaming works is that it would just be taking the audio you're hearing just like sending it. So like, if you should be hearing it the way he's hearing it, that's what, like when I record this, or if I stream something, you basically hear what I'm hearing because it's all getting sent as one sound, you know, it's being put together before it gets sent. Now it could still be, there's some variation in there. I mean, it wasn't like horribly off. It was just like, it just made it obvious that he was like playing to the instruction versus like, oh, if I just know the song, I'm just going to play along to the track by ear. And it was just causing these tiny little,
trying to,
like,
keep up by sight.
It just made it sound like he was playing
of...
behind the beat, but the game didn't think so. It was good enough for the game, but in real, like in music, you might be like, why are sound you weird. Like behind the beat? Like, not like a whole beat behind, but like maybe a
he
quarter
would not have
of
been
a
in
beat.
The pocket.
Exactly. Not in the pocket. Exactly. And it's probably very difficult to play in the fucking pocket when you're trying to play from the thing telling you that, even if you know certainly. That notation really well, you know, it's like, even musicians who sight read, there's varying degrees of how quickly they can play a piece by sight. Usually, even if you play a concert, it's not the first time you've played it. There's almost rare situations where someone will put a piece of music in front of you and be like, play it now and play it right. And it's rare. And like, I think the best example is like in maybe a jazz context, we'd be like, oh, do you know this one here? But then even then it's jazz. So there's a lot more room for you to just kind of like find it. And like, you
it's
know,
jazz. You're supposed to fuck around.
You're supposed to kind of be making up a little bit of what you're playing or how you're playing it at least. So it is possible there was some other thing in there. It was, again, it wasn't like egregious, but the point is I made comments about this in the chat and it was immediately banned. Okay. Because a lot of moderators on Twitch have like a zero tolerance policy for certain types of things, including criticism of the video game. I didn't know that this was the only thing he did on Twitch. I didn't know that he was just all day, all the time playing Rocksmith. Occasionally doing like streamer stunts to try to get like donations, you know, like one time I saw him like, I've seen him again since because I realized at some point he's like the only, not the only guy, but he's like the top guy playing this game. And usually, and it's not a huge game. It's not nearly as big as like a Rock Band or a Guitar Hero because there's, you know, there's a higher barrier to entry. You have to try to actually play the instrument and they're trying to improve this game to make it where it actually can, there's like lessons in it. So it can teach you more, because it that should be part of the appeal, is that you can technically learn stuff from playing it because it's like real-time notation. And I recently considered actually trying it again for both boredom and content purposes, and also just like maybe state these complaints about it conceptually in a more thorough manner by actually trying it. The problem is there's two ways you can play this game right now. The original version from 2014, it was a 10-year-old game now.
Yep.
Or the new version, which is a subscription model and has no good songs, because they changed the licensing so that they could, you wouldn't have to like buy actual extra songs and stuff. And I don't mind the subscription model so much if, like, say it included the whole library from the first game, but it doesn't. And there's like no good songs for it yet. I looked a bunch of like Toto, Silly Dan. I looked for shit where I was like, are you fucking kidding me? There's none of this. There was like some weird rarity tracks from Steely Dan, like demo songs. And I was like, where did you even get these? And that was all they had. And that was weird. So I posted about this in relation to the Ludwig Göransson thing. And the guy who saw it wasn't actually the streamer. Who goes by Chainbrain, by the way. I don't want to, like, I'm not trying to, like, not credit him. If you want to watch somebody play Rocksmith and nothing else, go check out Chainbrain. He's the number, and again, so there's, like, a big fall off between the number one guy in something like this and, like, anybody else. There's other people who do it, but they're less successful because how many people are you going to watch play this game that not that many people play? But it's actually, like, the go-to way that somebody who plays guitar, especially metal guitar, would try to create streaming content, because you can take requests as long as they're in the game's catalog, and you don't even have to know it. It just throws the notation at you, which is super boring in my opinion, and I didn't want to do it until more recently. I was like, maybe I'll just do that fucking shit, and then I'll just like talk. I don't know. Maybe I'll work into my game, try something. And then I was like, oh no, it's fucking pointless until they like improve the new version of it. And then what I found in the process of this was Chainbrain on his YouTube complaining about the new version of the game, which I thought was hilarious because it's like, and you know, he's like endorsed and stuff, so like they may listen to some of his feedback. But at the same time, it's hilarious because he, other than that, he has no real leverage, because what's he going to do? Stop playing the game? It's the only game he plays. He can't just go on and like play Call of Duty one day. People be like, get the fuck out of here. Like, you do one thing and you're like, oh, I don't like what they're doing. I mean, maybe he still plays the old version. Probably a lot of people, I think, are still just playing the old version. But and you know, and good for him for trying to give them feedback. But I just was amused when I saw that video, because I was like, what are you going to do about it? Like, not play the game that is your job? So here's our like drama farming segment. I was commenting in order to explore the puzzle. I was like, OK, who is like an actual person who plays music directly connected to video games? And I was like, oh, there's this guy. And so as an example, without naming, I wasn't trying to start. But it is very amusing to me that I was immediately banned from this channel. It's very on brand, right? For me to be like, what's up with this dumb game? And get the fuck out of here. Like, you know, and fair. And but it'll happen. The top Rocksmith guy whose chat I am banned from does this, and you know, he can play guitar pretty well. But that's all he does. He doesn't like create music, and I'm not saying he can't, but he just doesn't, and that's not what he gets paid for. It's one thing to even like play covers or something. I mean, look, it's fine. It's a form of basically like playing. A lot of people play covers on Twitch. This is just a very specific narrow way to do it. That's also very gamified. Fits with Twitch, fits with the culture. It's easy to like combine it with the Twitch payment model. Like, oh, you give them a donation or a subscription, request a song. Like one time I, you know, the Twitch, they like to do like crazy stunts to try to get you to give them more money. Like one time I saw somebody was like, you get a donation, you eat a hot pepper and then play a song. And I'm like, more stuff I don't want to do. Cause I was trying, like, what can I do?
I've been playing in a plastic pool for 3 hours.
Yeah. I don't think he's doing a pool content, but
I mean, it doesn't have to be the quote-unquote sexy kind. It could just be, you know, drunk Jim Leahy in a pool of blue liquid.
That's fair. That's fair. But I think on Twitch, usually, I think they want the sexy kind. But that's, yeah. So the point is,
no, they don't want the sexy kind. They want the sexy.
Well, yeah, right. We don't approve, but we approve. But
we like the viewers. No, we don't like the content.
Yeah, and at this point, you know, they started changing the rule. Like, I don't want to get into that topic, but they started changing the rules to make it semi-accessible. Because what else are they going to, like, they need people to watch because they're not profitable and the clock is ticking for Amazon to just, like, pull the plug potentially because it doesn't make them money. I think they replaced the CEO. They're trying a bunch of stuff to try to, you know, like, hey, guys, what if we do this? How about that? Please don't leave. Also that too, like the other platforms are sufficient now that people are leaving or getting high paid deals to go to other platforms. Not Chainbrain, because, well, he has videos on YouTube, but those must be hit or miss with the uploads. People play covers on YouTube, but it can be hit or miss because if it gets ID'd, content ID, you have copyright issues. And if there are copyright issues on YouTube, you just fucked. And you don't want to risk it. It's more dangerous with streaming because when you get hit with a copyright on YouTube streaming, they may take away your streaming privileges for a while. I know this because this happened the first time that we streamed Your Music Is Bad to YouTube, and we got a 90-day no streaming to YouTube. But on Twitch, because it's still sort of the copyright Wild West in some ways, because otherwise, like, a huge amount of people would have to completely change their content. If there's copyrighted music detected, it just mutes it in the replay. It doesn't do jack when it's live. They probably can argue that they can't do it, but they probably could. There's probably a way to do that. Or maybe not. Maybe it has to process it after the video's done. Who knows? But the point is, you can still get away with that shit on Twitch. but not
seems
on
like
YouTube.
It would cost them something to engineer a solution.
Right.
They
no, that's exactly.
Don't
yeah.
care enough to
yep.
pay.
Exactly. And their detection method is behind YouTube because YouTube's just had more time to do that thing. YouTube has a much better system for it.
Also,
so,
bigger, real platform that's been doing this for longer.
Exactly.
At a much higher level.
It's one of those weird things where, you know, like for a while I was streaming where I would do live album reviews on there because I could just listen to the album and then chat about it as we go. And then it was my whole like, oh, I'm just going to listen to this album once. And then my rating for that, those reviews was, that's my actual, we were talking about rating systems in the last episode, but my rating system is I listen to an album once and then I will not listen to it again. I might give it another listen or I'm definitely going to listen to it again. That's my rating system, but that's only for the one listen review system, but I have to also be fully paying attention to it. That was the point, is I just sit there, just listen to the album, and the only distraction would be talking to people about the album I was listening to. And I felt like that was a better system a lot of the time than people were like, I listened to this album 30 times, and finally, the 28th time I listened to it, I started to like it. And I'm like, you just gave yourself, right, you just gave yourself Stockholm Syndrome. Good job.
Absolutely,
I'm sure that's a wonderful album that I definitely want to listen to now.
Like what the radio does. Hey, you don't like this song? Guess what?
Yeah.
Guess how many more times you're going to hear it until you fucking like it. So you might as well like it now. Just get used to it.
Exactly. If somebody was like, Chain Brain, you know, he makes a living playing Rocksmith. And I was like, yeah, I wouldn't want to do that. Like, I was thinking about it. I was like, no, really. I got to really consider this seriously. If I woke up every day and got up and played Rocksmith, people paid me and told me what songs to play on Rocksmith, I would not like that. Because I do have a job, for now, where I go into work and I get to play guitar. But nobody tells me what to play. And I don't have to play any random song you think of because you gave me $5. No, fuck you, I'm not playing that. That song sucks, you know? And I can play songs that I made up.
He probably makes a hell of a lot more money than you do, though.
Probably.
That's unfortunate. He shouldn't.
Probably. He also probably works way more hours, though. But so his dude was like, after a little back forward, I was like, listen, whatever. Like, I was just trying to illustrate this point about the people mad about the video game comment from the Oscar. I don't think people even knew what I was talking about. They were just like, how dare you? How dare you criticize the greatest Rocksmith streamer of all time? And he was even like, why don't you make a... And also, people think I'm stewing on this. I'm like, no, this is just happened to be the guy I saw playing Rocksmith, and he's
still...
That's
a classic internet argument. Oh my God, it was rent-free in your head. You're so triggered.
No, he's just the most prominent example of someone playing this game, and he's the top guy, and that good for him. And I hope I'm sure he enjoys it. I would not. But I also write music, so that's a different, like, and not everybody who plays music has to write it, but the point was that this game has not caused people to generate a lot of music. If you want to play music, you should spend time playing music and not playing video games. Like, his comment is totally valid. You might still be able to play some video games, but it's like people just try to find ways to be like, actually, you know, video games and music, like, there's
actually
guys who, yeah, those guys also learned music and spent time learning music that wasn't spent playing video games, because you can't actually do both. You need your hands to play the instrument or to use the controller. And so unless the controller is the instrument, and then in that case, this is the example demonstrating that that's not going to do jack shit for like creating music, right?
Yeah, I feel like that's maybe the biggest part of this.
That was the whole fucking point.
You're doing music performance, if you like.
Yes.
Playing along, you're definitely playing a game, but you're not generating artistry in terms of, you haven't made something new. You haven't made something that involved inspiration and thought.
You've
played a thing that exists. And performance is important. Without performance, music, not music, but that's not what an Oscar for best score is about, because there's a lot of very talented people that play on that score. But the award is for coming up with the score in the first place,
right?
And that's pretty fucking important to this point.
Yes, if I was ranking types of performance.
And there are some good covers out there. I like a good cover band.
It's hard to, like, and again, let's focus on the streaming. It's hard to stream with a band, right? So you're either solo with just like your instrument or instrument and your voice, or you're playing to tracks, or you're playing Rocksmith. I would put Rocksmith at the bottom because, again, the thing I noticed.
Band now, just so you know, so band.
Yeah.
Band,
oh no, that's the thing.
Times.
Well, that was the thing. He
extra
was like
secret band.
He actually, this dude was actually like, I checked and you've been banned for 5 years. And of course he thinks I'm sitting here for 5 years. Like, fuck you, Chain Brain. But I don't give a shit. I have no, I don't need to. First of all, I can still watch it if I actually wanted to. All I can do is not type at it. So all I can do is not. And I wasn't going to keep commenting about how it sucks. I was just like, what is he doing? This is that Rocksmith game. Oh, let me see what it's about. Well, that's kind of dumb. Oh, you know what? You know what would be better is if you just played to a track of the song and used your ears to sync it up instead of the video game light, like flashy graphic thing. Because again, I was noticing this, like you're behind the beat. Like you're not behind enough the beat that the game cares. That's the thing. You're playing covers and then the computer tells you that you play guitar good. And I was like, you shouldn't believe that computer. That computer's kind of lying to you. Like, in the grand scheme of things, if you play every note, say you're playing in an actual live scenario, even with a backing track, forget the band, although band would be better and extremely relevant to this comment, and you play the entire song a little bit behind the beat, that's bad. That's real bad. It's very bad. It doesn't matter. You played all the right notes. They're all a little behind the beat, and it's not a jazz song that's supposed to be kind of behind the beat. That's real bad. That's a real bad performance on the guitar. And I have a degree in performing on the guitar, so I know what I'm talking about. And that's my least favorite style of guitar. So anyway, there we go. So academic superiority or whatever. Elitism is, I believe,
technically
the term.
Correct. The best kind of correct.
Exactly. But it was funny. He was like, you know, why don't you make a video about me or something? And my first response was like, and say what? I just said all of it. But then I was like, oh, wait, no, it ties into the Oscar thing. We should actually probably do it. And it was a good clickbait. And maybe if I can put his name in it, and then I'll steal fucking search engine shit. And then they can be mad at me more. They can be mad at us more and leave a bunch of comments. Because that always makes us look bad. That's always bad for us when they leave the comments and that thumbs down with that it doesn't show anymore. But YouTube is like, this is great. People hate this. Show it to more people.
So, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but when you engage the content, we like that. And it doesn't matter how you do it. So do it. Please.
Yeah.
Please yell at us.
No. It makes us sad and feel bad.
No, it's awful. How dare you? My feelings will be hurt. I'll come on the internet and cry.
It ruins our day.
About it.
It ruins our day when YouTube tells me that there's stuff happening.
Worst. So I assume we're going to get some hate for some of the offhanded comments about gamers versus people who game. And I feel like we should clarify a little bit. I think Matt and I might work with a relatively specific definition of gamers that is not maybe how people who
gamers
might react to that term.
Nope.
Because some people might say that gamers means people who play video games. And I would argue that that's really not correct, especially not in this context.
Because gamers aren't people and they don't deserve rights.
That's correct. But the thing is, there is a culture or a subculture or a cesspool of people who are big ol' scare quotes gamers. And these are
capital G gamers.
These are bad people. These are people who get upset about stupid shit like this. These are people who come on the internet and act like edgelords over stupid shit. These are people who it ruins their life when Call of Duty drops a patch that nerfs their favorite gun. These are people who flood the internet with vitriol over a girl did something in a game, and it's just such an unnecessary point and weird thing to be angry about. Those people are what we call gamers, and fuck them. Those are the worst people. People who play games, great. We play games. Definitely play games. Maybe too much games. But don't be a gamer. Don't be what I'm calling a gamer. If you want to use a different word, fine. But don't be that person. That's a shithead. Don't be a shithead. I want to clarify.
Yes, but if we ever start or if we ever do a gaming podcast, we will not explain this. We will
I've explained it once.
It will be called No Gamers Allowed, and we will just talk about how gamers aren't people and they don't deserve rights.
I think I was really clear here. I once again, don't yell at me in the comments. I hate that. I'll cry.
You know the gamers will leave comments.
Oh my god, I'm
that's
looking,
all they do.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna ruin my month for having this opinion, and I'm a shit ass for having this opinion. Probably. I think that's probably is that it for this show?
That pretty much covers it. I mean, I would try Rocksmith if they put all the fucking songs back in. I wouldn't take any requests. No requests. No refunds.
Dead for.
I play just
hey,
what
click,
I feel.
Like, subscribe. Do all that crap. Get after us. No, again, we hate comments.
Click a button.
Burst.
Leave
where,
a podcast
where
review.
People find us, Matt?
YouTube channel, The Ones You Met, yourmusicisbad.com for the podcast feed and previous episodes. And next episode, Yari from Winter Sun has announced Time 2 is finally coming out, even though he spent all the money that you gave him before. Now he needs more money so you can get a copy of it. And also, it sounds real bad. For like a bunch of the tracks.
If you thought I was too positive in the Judas Priest episode, I won't be about this.
I think we're gonna do more than one Yari episode too, because I'm gonna actually listen to Times 1 and 2 at some point.
Maybe.
All right.
Peace out, y'all.
I'm turning it off now.